Katy Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A red flag warning continues until 8 p.m. tonight. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 56. Winds out of the south, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 33. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 52 degrees.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 785-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
For the latest on KU Athletics, tune into the Sports Ticket as the voice of the Jayhawks, Brian Haney, will join us every Thursday morning at 9:30 on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com to talk everything Rock Chalk Jayhawk. Brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency in Beloit. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
It's been a busy week for fire crews in Kansas. According to a social media report from Ford County Fire and EMS, they sent a truck on Tuesday along with the Southwest Kansas Wildland Task Force to Harper County, Oklahoma to help with a very large grass fire. Just before noon yesterday, Ford County crews were dispatched to a fire grass fire northeast of Buckland. While heading to that fire, another fire was reported by the small rural Ford County community of Willroads Garden. The initial report was for a grass fire with multiple structures being threatened. Some trucks were diverted from the first fire and additional resources were requested at the second fire. There were no houses lost, but there were some outbuildings, vehicles, and livestock losses. Fire crews continued to monitor for hot spots at this time, and virtually the entire state, including our listening area, is under a red flag warning here today. Agmark LLC has a full-time position open on their accounting team in the Beloit office. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, clean competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, please send application to mfink@agmarkllc.com. Applications can be found on their website, agmarkllc.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6 Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osmer, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at the website heartchoicesbeloit.com. Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems has two positions available for local high school or college students through the summer next generation internship program, which offers experience to broaden perspectives on career options. MCHHS is a proud participant in this program, and students may gain additional information and apply at next-generation.org/internships. Deadline to apply is March 1st tomorrow, so apply as soon as possible. For questions, please contact Nikki at 738-9172. Osborne United Methodist Church is having an event coming up Friday night, family night, 6 to 8, supper and child care provided. Then on Saturday, the Soul Infusion Women's Conference featuring guest speaker Leah Simpson. Registration Saturday, 8:30 a.m., presentation 9 to 3. There'll be brunch at the Jewel Community Center, biscuits and sausage, gravy, fruit cups, long johns, this Sunday, March 3rd from 9 a.m. to 12:30. Free will donation sponsored by the Jewel Chamber of Commerce.
That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Sun Devil, that one fly. That won't go. The rebound inside to who else? Addie Brown. Shell outlet to Ryan. And Iowa State gets the all-important resume builder on the road. The Cyclones likely punch their ticket to the big dance, upsetting 15th-ranked Kansas State in Manhattan and ending the Wildcats' 17-game home winning streak.
Iowa State women beating K-State 82-76 at Bramlage Coliseum on Wednesday night. We'll have more on that coming up in this sportscast and a look at other college hoops. Local sports, sub-state basketball semis going on for the 1A and 3A boys, 2A girls this evening. We have our athlete of the week. KU giving a raise to their football coach and the Kansas City Chiefs making some off-season moves already. It's coming up in this sportscast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Again, in high school hoops tonight, 3A and 1A boys as well as 2A girls taking center stage for sub-state semifinal action. And we'll have some games on Katy Country 94, the Bullet Trojan Channel, and Z96.3 Through the Lake. We'll actually start our coverage tonight with our final high school basketball locker room chats on Katy Country 94 around 5:15 as we talk with the head coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, and Rock Hills this evening. And following that, with pregame around 5:45, tip-off at 6 o'clock, the Beloit boys, the number one seed at Substate at Riley County, as they'll take on the number five seed Silver Lake. More on that game coming up momentarily. You can also catch the game on the Beloit Trojan Channel. Then on Z96.3 Through the Lake, pregame coverage will start at 5:45. We have a doubleheader at the Rock Hills Substate in 1A Division I, number one seed Osborne against four seed Frankfort, and then six seed Rock Hills against two seed Clifton Clyde. More on those games coming up as well. 1A Division II, Substate semis on the boys' side at Stafford. St. John's Tipton, the number one seed against number five, Otis Bison at six. Number two seed Victoria takes on Pawnee Heights at 7:30. And the 1A Division I Solomon Substate, two seed Sylvan Lucas against the six seed Canton Galva at 6 o'clock. And number one seed Solomon takes on four seed Little River at 7:30. And 2A girls at Oakley, Smith Center's the number two seed, taking on number six seed TMP Marion at 6 o'clock. TMP beat them by 21 earlier this year, so Smith Center looking for some payback. Hoxie's the number one seed against Ellis, the number four, in the nightcap in Oakley at 7:30. You can find full sub-state brackets at ncksports.com. Again on Katy Country 94, the Beloit Trojan Channel tonight. The Trojan boys ranked number one in 3A as they continue their run toward the state tournament. The top-ranked team at the Riley County sub-state at 20-1. They face number five seed Silver Lake, which is 14-7 on the season. Beloit coach Ryan Eilert on the Eagles.
They've got a really solid group. They've got a nice post player, and then they complement him with guards that post up really well, and they've got some length, and they're able to shoot the three and at the same time want to drive, and their bigger guards will cut through and post up, and then they provide a lot of energy. And so we're going to have to come out and defend. They're a balanced group, so we're all going to have to defend. We're going to have to defend the perimeter and the paint.
Beloit and Silver Lake tip off at 6 o'clock tonight in Riley. Again, pregame around 5:45 on Katy Country 94 and the Beloit Trojan Channel. Wade Gerstner has the call. I'll be in Mankato tonight for a doubleheader from the 1A Division I sub-state at Rock Hills. The top seed of Bulldogs of Osborne, 20-1, taking on number 4 seed Frankfort, which is 11-10 in the opening game. Osborne coach Jason Wilson knows the Wildcats are a challenge despite their record.
Pretty sound offensively. They don't take a lot of ill-advised shots. Defensively, they most of the films I've seen have been playing man-to-man. They're 11-10 record. You can put that to the wayside at this point. If they were in a different league, who knows, they might only have five or six losses.
Osborne and Frankfort tip off at 6 o'clock. Pregame at 5:45 on Z96.3 Through the Lake. Following that game, the 6th seed Rock Hills, 7-12, facing number 2 seed 18-3 Clifton Clyde. Grizzlies coming off of last week's upset win at Lakeside. Their coach Zach Duffy understands Clifton Clyde is very talented.
Very athletic, very long. They can all get up and down the floor. They can all shoot it. They're going to put immense pressure on us and get in our face in a man-to-man. And, you know, when that ball goes through the hoop, if you make a basket or they turn you over, they're two passes and they're looking for a shot or a layup or any way to get you sped up.
Rock Hills and Clifton Clyde set to tip off around 7:30 tonight on Z96.3 Through the Lake and KatyCountry94.com. Once again, for full sub-state brackets, visit ncksports.com. Beloit sophomore Brogan Monty has been named the NCCastSports.com Cunningham Teleport and Cable Athlete of the Week. He had another outstanding season on the wrestling mats in his second campaign. This past weekend at the 3-2-1A state tournament in Salina, Monty went 4-0 in the 113-pound weight class, claiming his second straight state title. Monty opened the tournament on Thursday with a win by a fall over Huck Seeger of Kenny Valley and secured a state medal with a win by a fall over Alexander Hamill of Hill City. In the semifinals Friday, he battled to an 8-4 decision over Derek Clydesdale of Norton to move to the championship match. And Saturday night, in the title bout, Monty registered a win by a fall in 3:26 over Keaton Roddyhouse of Nemaha Central. With the win, Monty finished his sophomore season at 36-3. He now has a career record of 77-3 after a 41-0 finish in the 3-2-1A state title of 106 pounds as a freshman. Again, congratulations to Beloit sophomore Brogan Monty, our NCCastSports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athlete of the Week. Well, I started at the beginning of the sportscast. The 15th-ranked K-State women's basketball team saw their 17-game home winning streak come to a close with an 82-76 loss to Iowa State Wednesday night. K-State jumped down to an 18-8 lead, but Iowa State went on a 12-0 run to end the first quarter and start the second to lead 20-18. From there, it was back and forth. The Cyclones took the lead for good at 58-56, a little over a minute into the final quarter. Derby native Addie Brown had a double-double with 24 points and 11 boards to lead the Cyclones, who moved to 17-10 and 11-6 in the Big 12. K-State dropped to 23-6 and 12-5, led by Ayoka Lee with 20. Serena Sundell, 15 points, 10 assists, a double-double. Jalen Glenn added 15 in the loss. Also on Wednesday night, the Kansas women continued their solid stretch. They won 8 of their last 10. Jayhawks won 65-53 at UCF behind a dominating 29-point, 10-rebound double-double from Tayana Jackson. Kansas is now 17-11, 10-7 in the Big 12. For a full conference recap, visit Big12Sports.com. In men's hoops, Wichita State built up a 15-point second-half lead and held on and finished with a 74-66 win on the road at UAB. Colby Rogers scored a career-high 29 points. WSU's now 12-17, 4-12 in the AAC with that win. Big 12 men's hoops, number 8, Iowa State, winning 58-45 over Oklahoma to keep their hopes alive for a Big 12 title. They're 11-4 in the conference, 22-6 overall. Also on Wednesday, UCF won 77-71 at Oklahoma State. One other men's hoops note for the latest on the KU men's team. We were joined this morning on the Sports Ticket by the voice of the Jayhawks, Brian Haney. And if you missed that interview, you can go back and listen to it on our Sports Ticket podcast at katycountry94.com. Also out of Lawrence on Wednesday, Kansas football coach Lance Leipold agreed to a new contract that will give him a significant raise in salary. There aren't any new years on the deal that runs through 2029, with compensation up from $5 million a year to $7 million a year. Leipold's gone 17-21 in three seasons, but 15-11 with two bowl appearances in the past two. You can read more about Leipold's new deal on our website at katycountry94.com. Finally, in sports, the Chiefs made some moves Wednesday. They look forward to the 2024 season. Wide receiver Marquez Valdes-Scantling set to be released, which will provide a $12 million savings in the salary cap. Also on Wednesday, although they have yet to officially place the franchise tag on cornerback Legarius Sneed, the Chiefs are expected to make that move, and they did grant Sneed permission to seek a trade. We'll continue to follow the developments with Legarius Sneed. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.